You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
The presidential election is less than 60 days away. So you have to be wondering, how will this election, one of the most divisive elections in history, impact your money, your investments, and your retirement? Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. And it's amazing, we've been talking about this, but the presidential election is literally right around the corner. So what can we expect from a Biden victory or a second term for Trump? How will the outcome impact our economy and the stock market? What will happen with taxes? And what does the future hold for your Social Security benefits, Medicare premiums, and healthcare expenses? One thing's for sure, any negative fallout from this election would come at a very fragile time for anyone listening right now who's close to, in, or nearing retirement. And that's why it's crucial that you make the right financial decisions now. Coming up on today's show, we'll reveal some strategies that could help election-proof your portfolio, no matter who becomes our president, including how you can protect your savings from monumental tax increases, why Wall Street may be bracing for markets to go a little haywire around the election, plus how to generate a robust stream of income with rock-bottom interest rates. And, you know, Keith, Matt, we'll start with you, Keith. We've talked about this for many, many years, but now more than ever, it's important to make sure that you have someone was asking about what's different from you guys than any other firm. At SHP Financial, investments are one piece of it, right? And that's so important in this day and age. But you need to make all the things we have to worry about right now with taxes and elections and market. You have to make sure your plan looks at everything. And that's what we do here with our retirement roadmap. But let's just go into number one. We're talking about four ways the election could impact your money. Number one is uncertainty could lead to some stock market volatility.
And that's just it. You know, what is the market like? Certainty. They like to know, you know, what's ahead or have some type of clarity. What does it not like? Uncertainty. Pretty simple. You know, and what are some things that can create some uncertainty? Like you just said, the presidential election. You know, the economy right now is kind of the main driver of, you know, the market. So we've seen a huge rebound since, you know, the bottom in end of March.
Sure.
A massive rebound. And, you know, the economy is really going to be the driver that kind of moves this thing forward. And with a presidential switch, that could create uncertainty, you know, because how is, you know, President Biden going to run the economy? Is there going to be, you know, taxes that are increased? Not to say that's right or wrong, but that creates uncertainty.
Yeah, and if Trump wins, what is that going to look like and what changes are going to be made there?
Right.
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt, Keith. Yeah, I was going to say just in general, but how, I mean, you know, I can't believe, as you were saying, Derek, that the election's only a couple months away, you know, and so now it's starting to get a little chillier and whatnot, and football's starting soon. So it's like, yeah, it's time to really start talking about, you know, how do you election proof and what are the drivers, you know, just like what Keith's saying.
Yeah, and you know, you can kind of start to see this, you know, some of the fear, you know, we get questions
all the time
yes. About, you know, what are your plans for the portfolio as we, you know, near the election. But some things to remember is, you know, back in 2016, you know, a lot of folks in the polls had Hillary Clinton winning the election.
Yep.
So if folks bet on that side with their portfolio, they would have been wrong. And what impact could that have had to them? So it's one of these things that I think, and we'll kind of go through this as we go through this segment, you need to know your risk tolerance and the amount that you're willing to lose, and the rest will kind of take care of itself.
Well, the VIX, the one thing we look at is, people know, if or maybe not know, is the VIX. And the VIX is an index that looks at volatility in the market.
Absolutely.
And if you look at history, one thing to notice about volatility ahead of elections, the VIX has risen an average of 4 points ahead of the past seven elections since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last 20, 30 years, whatever that is, it's risen. So there is potential volatility on the horizon, Matt. So I guess who's better for your portfolio, Trump or Biden?
Well, I mean, that's, yeah, right. That's
you're on the spot.
No pressure.
I was going to say, imagine that. I mean, and it's funny, too, talking about the VIX.
Nice, you brought your crystal ball.
Yeah,
perfect.
Right. Awesome. ready to go. I mean, but that's what's funny, too, about, again, talking about the VIX. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we have two, here at SHP, we have two measurements of market volatility. One is the VIX, like Derek was mentioning, and the other is clients calling, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually those two things, you know, that people are wondering about. But truly, it's just we really try to tell people to be very, you know, sort of apolitical. Like don't really pick a side, because, you know, let's say, for example, coming into 2016, analysts such as BMO believed that that Trump would cause investors to get jittery, and then Barclays estimated the S&P could drop 11-13%. So it's like so you know, think of it and think about how wrong they were.
Exactly.
After that election happened, and then, you know, coming into 2017 and beyond. So now we start to make, you know, try to make a bet on whether it's Trump or Biden. And we're not going to necessarily make that bet either, because A, you don't know who's going to win or lose. But more importantly is that, and we were sort of talking off air about this, is that, you know, we're still in the middle of COVID. We're still in the middle of the virus. I would like to think that it would be sort of economic suicide if they started to raise taxes or do anything crazy, when it's like everything should be focused on the stimulus package and on the economy. And getting people back to work and really kind of borrowing with rock bottom interest rates, which we'll be talking about later, which hurt us in certain ways. But maybe, you know, the new administration, they have an infrastructure plan or whatever that may be. Something like that, which I think is, you know, to getting back people back to work is kind of, and it should be good for all of us.
But shouldn't people start right now? I think there's so many folks who come into us for the first time and their portfolio hasn't really been diversified, or they're in a 401k, or they've had a 401k for years and they're approaching retirement. It's like, whoa, I'm glad you came in, because there's a lot of things we can do to make some changes to help you regardless of who wins this election.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that, because
absolutely,
when people do come in and, you know, they have that 401k and they have that 401k mentality, maybe they set up the allocation in their 20s or 30s. Now here they are in their 50s and 60s, about to retire, and they could be carrying way too much risk, especially like Matt said, with the coronavirus, you know, the election and things like that coming.
Especially where we had March. Maybe you got through March and you said, well, that was a wake-up call. This could be a second time to make some
second opportunity.
So are you the type of person who takes action in a time of crisis or uncertainty? Or are you more likely to freeze in a panic? We all know we react differently to different situations. But today we're talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been turned on their head. And myself, Keith, Matt, our entire team here at SHP Financial, we want to arm you with the strategies that could stand up to this challenge that you're sure to face in the years to come during retirement. So if you have questions about things like how you can minimize your taxes in retirement, how to ensure you get more from Social Security benefits, or your options to turn your savings into income during retirement. If you're the type of person who thinks you should take action, here's what we want you to do. We want you to pick up the phone and call us at 508-952-6316. Often we found that issues that are keeping many of us up at night can be resolved with proper planning. So let's address it. And remember, we're always here to help, just like we have been since we opened the doors here at SHP Financial back in 2003. So if you're not sure if you have a full plan in place or you want your plan reviewed, call us now to set up a review meeting at 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Huge tax increases could be just around the corner. And when we come back, we're going to share how you could reduce or avoid these increases altogether. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive 5-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their retirement roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's retirement roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on 5 critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
How will this upcoming election impact your money, your investments, and your retirement? One thing's for sure, any negative fallout from this election would come at a very fragile time for anyone nearing or in retirement. The financial decisions you make today could have significant financial consequences for years to come in the future. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis. Today we're talking about how you could election-proof your portfolio no matter who becomes our next president. Coming up in this segment, why Forbes is saying we may not all get COVID-19, but we're all going to be paying for it in the future, right? And that's in, so Matt, first, you know, the first result of the election that we have to look at is the impact of the stock market and the volatility. We talked about that last segment.
Mm-hmm.
The second impact of all the stimulus packages and debt that we're in and everything else is higher taxes. And they're probably just around the corner. And we have to pay attention to that as financial planners.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of combine, you know, last segment with this segment, because
sure,
we talked a lot about the presidential election and how sort of, you know, analysts got it wrong when it came to the markets. But, you know, in general, elections are very volatile times. So certainly you need to have a plan and you need to make sure you have good diversification there. But what we didn't mention was, okay, what's going to happen with the Congress? What's going to happen with the House and the Senate? And a lot more focus, honestly, should be there, because if you have a president and split Congress, I think what we've seen recently is that, you know, not much really gets done if you have different competing parties. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, we'll sort of hopefully have a chance to talk about that. But all in all, though, Derek, to kind of come back to your second point, is that, you know, Americans will need to pay this back. You know, I do love that line from Forbes about we may not all get COVID, but we're all going to pay for it.
Yep.
Because, you know, governments of every level, local, state, and federal, will need to find more revenue to sort of pay for this.
Of course.
I mean, I've heard the governor of Pennsylvania is talking about legalizing, you know, marijuana. I wouldn't be surprised about sports betting. You know, and we saw sort of DraftKings move up and around, yep, with that type of idea. It's like they're going to need to find ways of paying for this. But so there's a couple different outcomes that might happen depending on how Congress changes. So let me jump back into taxes. First, in the case that Congress remains split as it is now, the federal tax policy will either be met with gridlock or compromise, in the sense of, okay, they're kind of more of the same, basically. But if Congress turns red, there'll be enormous push to raise revenue on foreign entities through tariffs and trade deals.
I agree.
And hopefully, the support will swing towards like American-made products and kind of like onshoring.
Get that manufacturing back in America.
Right. If we can onshore, I mean, everyone knows the term offshore when the jobs have been leaving, but if we can onshore some of that, obviously would never, would not hurt at all. But if the Democrat takes over the presidency and then the Congress stays split as well, we can expect the income tax system to be overhauled and move in a more progressive direction. You know, that will put more of a financial burden on the wealthy with higher taxes for higher earners.
Sure.
And then the blue wave that people are, certainly when it comes to taxes can be concerned about, is that's if a Biden presidency and a blue Congress, we can more expect a full overhaul of the entire tax code, including likely changes to estate, inheritance taxes, and even the possible implementation of a national sales tax.
That's a lot of taxes.
It's a lot of taxes, but it's also so many things like, okay, if this turns red, that turns blue, and then this, it's like trying to find all these color code.
I actually heard, a repeal on the capital gains tax as well. I heard that was battered around.
I've heard that, and we're actually going to be doing a webinar for our clients over the next couple of weeks. They also talked about the step up in capital gains tax.
Yep, yep. Going away.
Which is another one that they talk about potentially eliminating. So, I mean, elections matter. As much as it doesn't necessarily move in the short term when it comes to the markets, but elections do matter when it comes to long-term tax policy.
So what does this mean for your retirement plan? I mean, the common denominator here is that taxes will be raised to pay back the stimulus bill. But before that happens, there are some steps you can take now to help get ahead of it, right? And we talk about quickly, I'll make a quick analogy, but a lot of you listening right now, if you think about your retirement plan, you may just have investments. Maybe it's being managed well and you're making money and you're happy with it. But that's akin to having a football team like the Patriots. We'll use the Patriots, they're local, we love the Patriots. Imagine they have a great offense. And that's all they practice is offense. And they score a lot of points. That's all well and good, but you also need a defense to stop the other team from scoring to win the game. Unfortunately, many people that come to our office for the first time, obviously not our clients because we do planning, but a lot of them have an investment plan, but they don't have any, there's no tax plan. And you could have the best investment plan in the world making all this money, but if it's costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars down the road because no one's giving you a tax plan, and you might be sitting there saying, what's a tax plan? No, my advisor's never talking to me about that. That's at SHP, when we build a retirement roadmap, we look at one plan that looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy all under one plan. That's a true holistic plan and a true roadmap, Keith.
And I think, one of the things that folks should look at and potentially consider out there, which we do for the families that come in and visit with us, is we can show them different tax strategies. We talk about this a lot on this radio show, Roth IRA conversions. We know the tax code now. We need to take advantage of the tax code now, especially mm-hmm. if we think the taxes are going to go up in the future.
Yep.
And with the coronavirus spending, shortfalls in Social Security, shortfalls in Medicare, that's obviously, we think, is going to be the case. So now you know your playing field, you know the tax rates for this year, maybe ongoing. You need to get ahead of this potential tax increase and pay taxes potentially at this point. So what we do for the folks that come in and visit with us is we'll model out what a Roth IRA conversion would look like for them. And kind of target the right amount that we think would work if their goal is to move to more of a tax-free status going forward and getting money into a tax-free allocation going forward. I did this for a client, and what we've done is we've built a plan over the next 4 to 5 years, depending on how much we want to do annually and what their income is going to look like annually, to model out and put together this Roth IRA conversion. And it helps also if you look at the laws around the SECURE Act.
Yeah, and when it comes to those type of planning, Keith, that type of planning, the tax savings in the future, especially with everything happening in our country in the election right now, could be very, very significant in the long run. Most people don't realize it, but taxes are lower now than they have been in over 40 years. And many tax experts, CPAs, and economists agree that taxes must go up. This could happen just as millions of baby boomers are retiring, and it could take a huge chunk of their IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, and investment income. But I do have some good news for you. If you take advantage of simple tax planning strategies now, you could dramatically reduce or potentially eliminate these taxes in retirement. We want to show you how you can do this for your personal situation with our retirement tax analysis. In this free analysis, you'll learn the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, with things like with accounts like your IRA, 401k, also Social Security benefits, investment income, and more. Now, you might expect to pay thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those who call today. If you've saved at least $250,000 in retirement assets, call to schedule this free analysis now at 508-952-6316. We talk about this all the time, but taxes in retirement, paying fewer taxes in retirement, I should say, is so important. There's more that you could do to help kids, grandkids, or whatever hobbies and adventures that you want to get into in retirement. Paying fewer taxes can help in those areas. So learn how much money in taxes you could save for your situation and by calling us right now and scheduling this review at 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. What would a Trump or Biden win mean for your Social Security benefits, your health care, and your Medicare coverage? We'll share our thoughts right when we come back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149. 5149.
When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
The presidential election is right around the corner. So what could we expect if we had a Biden victory? Or what would we expect if we had a second term for Trump? How could this impact our economy and the stock market? What will happen with your taxes? And what's next for your Social Security benefits, Medicare premiums, and healthcare expenses? Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. And today we're talking about ways to election-proof your portfolio and make some decisions ahead of time before the election to get ahead of things so that you can be prepared for your own retirement. Coming up on this segment, how a Trump or Biden win could impact your Social Security benefits and your Medicare coverage. So just to do a recap, we talked about at this stage four ways the presidential election could impact your money, investments, and your retirement. The first segment was based around it could affect market volatility, which could affect your retirement. This segment, we're going to talk about how it could impact Social Security and Medicare. But before we do, I want to just take a step back because Keith was going to a place that I thought was really helpful to everyone listening. And it was our second point in a second big impact. And it comes around potential tax increases. And trust me, in my opinion, I should say, you really want to get ahead of this, Keith.
Yeah, and we were up against a break there, so thanks for letting me come back around to it. So we were talking about a client that I've been working with for about a year and a half now. And what we've done is their main concern is, you know, potential rising taxes in the future. We look at, again, I said this previously, underfunded Social Security, underfunded Medicare. Now you add on top of that the new stimulus package that was passed. You know, what are we, 27, 28 trillion in debt?
Where was their money now? Mostly in IRAs.
Most of the money was IRAs. Yep.
Which means when you take that money out down the road, it's all taxable
at ordinary income,
which we don't even know what that rate's going to be.
That's the deal you make with the IRS. Okay, I could take the tax break now, but then in the future, I'm going to pull this money out. And the one question mark that you don't know, or the one bit of information you don't know, is what the tax brackets or what the tax rate that you're going to pay on that is. So the conversation I'm having with the client is saying, right now we know. We know where you are. We know how much, you know, wiggle room you have in certain brackets or where we want to go. Here's the strategy to get you to this tax-free place that you want to be. And I think it's even more prevalent now. You know, obviously, we're talking about the presidential election here. But at the end of last year, and kind of something that maybe was swept under the rug, and again, we talk about this a lot, was the passage of the SECURE Act.
Yeah.
So what that did is it did two
like
major...
lost in the shovel.
It did two things for retirees, in my opinion. First thing is it bumped the required minimum distribution age to 72. So what does that say in our eyes? Well, that's another year and a half worth of planning that can be done, and especially on a tax basis. And the second thing is, and I'll kind of relay it to the folks that I'm talking about, the client that I'm dealing with, their goal was to also leave money behind. So you can leave money two ways. You can leave money taxable, which is your IRA, which now, and I don't want to confuse folks out there, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but you used to be able to stretch an IRA over your lifetime. Now it has to be distributed within 10 years. So you could be piling up a large sums of money to folks in that 10-year period of time, which could force them to pay more taxes. Or we could do the Roth conversions or do the tax planning and get that money tax-free. Again, still has to be distributed in 10 years, but I'd rather have it in tax-free and leave my kids and my grandkids or whoever in a better position.
Bottom line, Keith, it's very simple. Everyone listening, we talked about this, getting a retirement tax analysis. That's what we want to provide you because it's so important right now, and it's pretty simple. It's what would the estimate tax payments you would make over your lifetime if you didn't do anything, mm-hmm, versus if you did planning. And that's what we can help you do. And you can call again 508-952-6316 if you want that tax analysis.
The only thing I was going to quickly say, just Derek, before I get into sort of Social Security and Medicare, to kind of change the subject a little bit, I just love how that type of planning that Keith was talking about is how it blends tax planning and legacy planning. You know, it shows how there's the different things kind of all, and certainly there's investment planning. How do you invest the Roth after you've done a conversion? So I mean, I just love how all that idea of being a comprehensive plan, something like Roth conversions where you can, you know, combine a SECURE Act, just shows how all of these, you need all these bases covered.
It proves if you only have investments and that's your plan and you're good in that area, but you don't have plans for taxes and legacy, you might be missing the boat. All right, so let's look at how the election, Matt, will impact Social Security and Medicare.
All right, so we got a great article from Kiplinger that really broke it down because, you know, think of it as Social Security and Medicare are often referred to as the third rail. I mean, you know, how often do you see sort of senior citizens who do vote? Yep. You know, always holding up a sign saying, you know, protect my Medicare and protect my Social Security. So there are people that's a constituency that that the politicians will listen to.
Oh yeah.
You know, let me break down one or the other. First is Social Security. As of right now, according to the article, Biden proposes shoring up the program by increasing payroll taxes on high income taxpayers, keep the current cap on payroll taxes, but would also apply the 12.4% tax on wages exceeding $400,000. Okay, right. So in other words, higher income. That's how he's going to sort of save Social Security is really targeting wages exceeding $400,000. Trump so far hasn't issued any specific proposal to show up, Social Security. But in the past, you know, he's opposed proposals from fiscally conservative Republicans to curb spending. So you know, he has indicated that changes to Social Security and Medicare could be on the table during the second term, but in general, he tries to kind of, you know, protect it because, again, you know, A, it's good for the programs, but B, it's certainly good for his election as well.
Sure. So it's potentially for Social Security, there are, depending on who wins, there could be certain changes made to those programs.
Well, and it goes back to, you know, why we do tax planning too. I mean, really, when it comes to Social Security, is taxes to a certain extent. Yeah. I mean, right now, Social Security is will deplete its $2.9 trillion reserve by 2035. You know, which is whatever, 15 years away. And at that point, they'd only be able to pay 79% of promised benefits. So it's like, okay, what happens? Do our benefits get cut in the future? Or do some of these taxes get changed, such as Biden was proposing? Okay. The other part, too, to jump into Medicare is the other one. So right now, Biden supports lowering the age of Medicare eligibility to 65, from 65 to 60, so to kind of make it more accessible at that point. While on the other hand, Trump is likely to continue to promote Medicare Advantage plans, which are kind of like HMOs and kind of more of a private option as compared to, you know, everyone just sort of relying on the public on Medicare alone, you know, due to sort of, you know, big bureaucracy and how well, you know, like basically trusting the private sector to run the insurance world better than the government.
Sure.
But here's the most interesting part is that both of them are open to allowing U.S. citizens to purchase prescription drugs from other countries, which currently can't happen. So I point that out only because that's why when people say like, oh, you know, what are we going to do with the election? Who wins? Who loses? Pharmaceutical companies are sort of in both crosshairs when it comes to some of the charges and some of what they charge for their medication. So there is some sort of compromise, whatever you want to say, between the two. But those are some of the changes that are likely or potential, depending on how the election plays out.
Well, obviously, the Medicare can be very confusing, and there's been some employee benefit research. The Institute analyzed how much out-of-pocket spending would add up, how much it would add up to for healthcare costs in retirement, including spending on Medicare premiums and prescription drugs. And in 2020, they found that a 65-year-old man would need $130,000 to have a 90% chance of having enough savings to cover medical costs in retirement. A 65-year-old woman would need $146,000, so a senior couple would need $325,000 in Medicare coverage. And in referencing long-term care, I'm sorry, as many as 70% of seniors will need some type of it in their lifetimes, and you know the cost of there is drastic as well. Bottom line here, there's a lot to plan for, and I've probably said this too many times over the last 10 years, but you have to make sure that you have a plan in place or a roadmap that looks at all aspects of retirement, from Social Security to income to taxes to investments and more. Have you made an average or above average income throughout your career? If so, many of the traditional rules for filing for Social Security don't apply to you. The traditional rules of thumb, like delaying your benefits as long as possible, could end up costing you a small fortune. And if you're wondering why, it's because when you consider the impact on taxes and Medicare premiums, the net-net could be a lot less money. We want to show you how you can get more income from Social Security with a customized Social Security analysis. This analysis will show you how you could get more income from Social Security while considering the impact it could have on your taxes, Medicare premiums, spousal benefits, and more. Some advisors charge hundreds of dollars for a customized analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners who call us today. And if you've saved at least $250,000 and have not filed for Social Security, schedule your free customized analysis by calling 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you can get more income from Social Security, there's so many ways to trigger, so many ways that you can apply, and so many time frames. Don't wait. Call 508-952-6316 now to schedule your free customized retirement Social Security analysis. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Fed just made a major shift to keep interest rates at rock bottom for a long time. So what does this mean for traditional income sources like CDs and savings accounts? We'll share our thoughts with you right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive 5-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Are you wondering how this presidential election, one of the most divisive elections in history, we might add, will impact your money, your investments, and your retirement? One thing's for sure, any negative consequences would come at a very precarious time for anyone nearing retirement, and the decisions that you make now could have significant financial consequences for many years to come. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matt Peck, and today we're talking about how you can election-proof your portfolio, no matter who comes your, you know, who becomes our next president or who stays in presidency. Coming up on this particular segment, what continued record low interest rates mean for generating income in retirement, and some sobering advice on reaching for yield in the stock market. So, Matt, we've talked on this show, you know, four different ways the presidential election could impact your money. We talked about how the volatility it creates in the market. We talked about the taxes that could be on the rise. We talked about how it could affect Medicare and Social Security. Finally, here we're looking at interest rates. Interest rates used to be, you know, they're a big component of savers who are getting near retirement and want to get conservative returns and not run out of money.
No, absolutely. And that's why we kind of wanted to use this segment to let everyone know about that there was a pretty significant change in the Federal Reserve's policy. And it was just announced at the virtual Jackson Hole meeting that the Fed always does. And we kind of want to let people know this because, you know, economist and Federal Reserve policy, you think like, oh, okay, all right, well, what's that, how does that affect me at all? But it doesn't affect you because it affects savers. Like you were just saying, Derek, I mean, all of our savers are the people that are near retiring, trying to get yield, trying to get income, and interest in sort of interest-bearing accounts like CDs and things like that are sort of tied to this. So here's basically what they said. They said that it's going to change how it manages interest rates by saying it plans to keep rates near zero even after inflation has exceeded the Fed's 2% target.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me back up. The Fed basically has two different rules. They say, okay, we have to keep the unemployment as low as possible, which is, all right, get people back to work, and have inflation at roughly about 2%, which kind of everyone can now plan on. That could be part of their plan to say, okay, you know, cost of goods are going to go up by 2%. What had happened in the past was that if inflation kind of rose, you know, in, you know, at 2% or near 2%, they would start to cut, they would start to raise interest rates. They'd say, you know what, inflation's starting to get out of hand, and we're going to start to raise interest rates, which is good for in certain circumstances, but not if you own debt, not if you have bonds and whatnot. So now what they're saying is that they're actually going to let the economy kind of run a little hot. They're basically going to say, like, hey, we're looking to average 2%. So if inflation's at 3%, 4%, 5%, we might not even cut interest rates. I mean, we might not raise interest rates at all because, hey, I'm looking to average 2%. So I need a little 3% or 4% to kind of offset the low interest rates. Long story short, they're just talking about keeping interest rates low for a very, very long time until inflation not only hits 2%, but actually goes above it. So it's a big change.
In terms of how that, if someone's looking to retire, if you were, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the old wisdom was, hey, you retire and you can put it in a CD, or, you know, bonds were pretty conservative, paying a nice 4%, 5%, 6%, you know, on average. And in those days, I think it's so important to be more diversified from where you're getting your income from.
Well, and that's really what it means at the end of the day. At the end of the day, what it means to you and all of our listeners is that this low interest rate environment will be staying put for a long period of time. You know, unless inflation gets crazy out of hand, which would be surprising based on how many people are out of work right now, at least. Unless inflation gets crazy out of hand, we are going to see very low interest rates for the foreseeable future. So don't expect CD rates to be jumping up anytime soon.
So Keith, some people say, all right, they're going to instead try to chase yield in the market. And again, for someone that's near or entering retirement, chasing too much market yield, and one of the worst things I would say you can do in retirement is pull money out of the market and sell, you know, stocks, funds, especially while the market's cycling.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to have diversified buckets and have different forms or diversified forms of income. So an interesting article in USA Today basically said retirees often have several sources of income. But here's the main point. You should have a written income plan.
Yes.
A written income plan.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think we've said that before. It's like,
was that us or
said that a couple
was that
times.
The author?
And that's so important. So you know year after year where your money is coming from, the effect that inflation can have on that. And the main question, we talk about this all the time, that we get asked is, when can I retire? Do I have enough money to last as long as I do? You know, showing the impacts of inflation and taxes. And the only way to address that and the only way to know that is to have a written income plan. And that's why this article was so important to be able to, you know, bring in and work with a client to look at all the different sources of income and put that puzzle together for them. And then to build on top of that with everything else that we've talked about today, a social security strategy, a tax strategy, and everything else. Well, that's a true financial plan.
And you need to create as many different sources of income as possible. So including social security, everyone should have social security, or most people will. A pension, if you're lucky to have one. Then you have dividend stocks, bonds, real estate investments, annuities, etc. And so we want to make sure, as you're listening right now, with everything going on from a tax perspective and interest rates and volatility and elections, do you have a plan that's going to give you the income that you need ongoing for the rest of your life in retirement? So according to Barron's, the Fed anticipates interest rates to be near 0% through 2020 to 22. And between you and I wouldn't be too surprised to see this be the case for many years to come. This makes it virtually impossible to generate income from traditional things like you used to drive income from, like CDs and savings accounts. And it's forcing many families to take more risk in the stock market. And as you know, that can be a dangerous game if you're in or nearing retirement. The good news is there are some surprisingly attractive options to generate income that you may not even know exists. And Matt, Keith, and I, and our team here at SHP, we really want to show you exactly what your options are with a retirement income analysis. This analysis doesn't cost you a dime and there's no obligation. But if you're the type of person who needs to make your money work for you, but you don't want to risk a ton of it, this may be right up your alley. So if you've saved at least $250,000, call us now to set up a review at 508-952-6316. As we say, our staff does set aside a handful of slots every week from the radio show to book these appointments. So if you're really interested, want to generate income, want to look at alternatives, start by booking a retirement income analysis now by calling 508-952-6316. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So whatever works best for you, or you can also do a virtual meeting or call to start off as well. 508-952-6316. All right, so myself, Keith, and Matt have shared a lot about four ways how the presidential election could impact your money, investments, and your retirement. If you missed some of the show, or even if you listened to the whole thing, we want to leave you with our top three takeaways in our retirement roadmap recap right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so hopefully you found that show informative. We have a lot of information to go through on this show, discussing four ways a presidential election could impact your money, your investments, and your retirement. We talked about preparing for increased stock market volatility ahead of the election. We talked about how higher taxes are likely to occur moving forward, whether it's next year or 2025, 2026. We talked about how the election could impact Social Security, Medicare, and we also talked about how basically it looks like low interest rates are going to be here for the long run. A lot of stuff to plan for if you're getting close to, in, or near retirement. If you missed part of the show or any of the show and you want to listen again, however you listen to your podcast, go there, type in SHP Financial. You can subscribe, listen to this show again, or all of our past shows at your leisure during the week or weekend, at your convenience. All right, so I'm going to go to you, Keith. What was your big takeaway?
A lot of issues we brought up today.
Absolutely.
A lot of things. What was your big takeaway?
Well, the good news is the presidential election isn't on anyone's mind, obviously.
Yeah, right.
No, but I think one of the big things is, you know, and we kind of harp on it, is taxes. You know, we talked about tax planning and the potential of taxes going up, depending on who wins, depending, you know, what happens with the Senate and Congress as well. And if you believe taxes are going to go up in the future, now more than ever, it's more important to at least look at, analyze your investments to see if you can gain any advantages in this current tax environment for yourself in the future. And one of the things that we do for the folks that come in and visit with us is a retirement account tax analysis. We ask them time and time again, you have an IRA, you have a 401k, you have a 403b. That's great. You've done well saving. Do you know how much you're going to pay in taxes on that? 99.9% of the time, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. So then what we do is we dig in and analyze that. Sure. For those folks. So then we can say, okay, here's what you're going to pay. If we strategize, here's what you could pay now. And then we start to work through that with them. So getting that retirement tax analysis, if you believe taxes are going up, is so important and more important now than ever.
Yeah, Keith, most people can tell you how much they've saved. But when you ask them how much they're going to pay in taxes in retirement, no one knows the answer. And again, if you worked your whole life, you probably shouldn't. This is our job to help you mm-hmm. through that. All right, Matt, what was your big takeaway?
Well, just to kind of go back to the election as well, obviously kind of like the theme of the day, is just more the idea that I just want to kind of encourage all of our listeners to be as sort of apolitical as possible. I do
when
think
it comes
that,
to like the portfolios.
Yeah. I do think people sometimes, you know, think like, oh, if this happens, it's going to be terrible for the market. You know,
they're almost making huge bets.
Yeah, right. Without knowing. Exactly. Because you don't know what's going to happen with the Senate. You don't know what's going to happen with the House. You don't know what's actually going to get passed. And so we want all of our people to be concerned as citizens, you know, as voters. We want you to have a say, and you want to, you know, vote for the person that you think is going to be better for our country. But we don't want you to overreact when it comes to the market. We want to make sure that you have a plan before, because elections are going to happen every 2 years. You know, these are bigger ones, but, so it's a pretty natural part of our life here in America is elections. So a plan will withstand any different election. A plan will withstand any different law. And so what we do is we're analyzing that. We're analyzing what actually has happened, and we're going to make sure that works on your behalf.
Matt, you couldn't have said it any better. And when it comes to planning, that's one of the things we started the company in 2003. We've been on the radio for 10 years plus, maybe 12 years. And that's one thing we always talk about is a lot of folks, when we say plan, they think, well, I have a plan. I have my 401k, I have a money manager, and that's a plan. I don't care if you work with us or anyone else. Just make sure that you're working with a fiduciary-based firm who does true planning. And when I say true planning, I mean, yes, we manage our client's portfolio. But if you talk to our clients, you'll also know that we do so much more from a Social Security decision making, income generation, tax planning with tax rates potentially on the rise. We talked about the changes to Medicare that could be happening. We have a healthcare expert that our clients can meet with on what to do with Medicare, how to apply, what supplement to get, prescription drugs. We work with estate planning attorneys on the estate plan and legal plan. But that's a plan. If Bill Belichick and the Patriots have a game plan and they're going to build a game plan, they're not just looking at offense. Because if you did, you're going to probably lose the game. You have to look at offense, defense, special teams, coaching, everything. Just like in retirement, you have to look at investments, taxes, Social Security, and so forth. So if you're not sure that you have that covered, especially right now heading into the election, give us a call. We're happy to sit down with you. There's no cost to do so. If you saved at least $250,000, give us a call to book this review or phone appointment at 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.